Good morning, my friends. This is Hector Prieto calling in for my podcast, Vitarium Coaching. And today's topic is an interesting topic. I was listening this morning to a talk show, and there was a debate about Facebook and the data that they sell and all this information that's going on back and forth. And while I recognize that sometimes it may seem intrusive, it may be intrusive, but I also believe that a lot of the information that we find in Facebook, which they wrongly or rightfully sell, we put there. We are the ones who feed them with information. If we did not participate in Facebook, for example, or Instagram or Twitter or some of these other social media outlets, there would be no information on us. We sign up. And then when we sign up on other applications, they give us an option to sign up with a password and user ID or Google and Facebook. And a lot of us, because of the easiness or ease with which we can sign up for the application we're looking to explore, we sign up via Facebook or Google to make it easy on ourselves, and they get information. Now, all of these platforms claim to be free. Well, we all know that there's no such thing as a free lunch. Milton Friedman, Nobel Prize economist, once wrote a book about free lunches. There's no such thing. There has to be a way to collect money, because maintaining a platform as sophisticated as any of these that we participate in, whether it's Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is, it costs money. It costs money to maintain a platform that's so big and sophisticated. So they got to raise revenue some way. And they do it by selling advertising and collecting our data and selling it. I mean, that's the bottom line. The lesson here is that people should be responsible for what they do. We should take responsibility and know that there's some things that we do may come back to haunt us. It's like the proverbial, the devil made me do it. Yeah, the devil made you do it, but you chose to do it. Because in the end, we have free will. We have choice. We have election. We can choose between A and B, red pill, blue pill, or whatever it is. I mean, it is up to the individual to stop and say, hey, somebody's at blame or at fault here. No, we're responsible for what we do. We're responsible for the actions we take. And unfortunately, in today's society, we want somebody else to bear the burden of our mistakes, somebody else to take responsibility for what we do. I mean, it's everywhere. It's prevalent. Because, again, and it's a controversial issue, and yes, some people may be in agreement with me, some others may not. But, you know, I feel so sorry for the news today. All these children that suffer trying to get to the U.S., but at the same time, where's the parents' responsibility? I mean, why expose a child? In my law school days, exposing a child was a crime. So these people that are getting here illegally, crossing the border, looking for or searching for the American dream, well, they're committing a crime, exposing their children. But it's their choice. See, this is the whole thing. It comes down to choice. And unfortunately, like I said, people do not want to live with the consequences of their election. People do not want to live with the consequences of their choice. People have to learn that if I do this, this may preclude or exclude these other alternatives. If I choose A, I'm going to miss out on B. You can't have it all. You have to choose. Now, yes, there's a lot of gurus out there saying, oh, you can have it all. Well, yes, you can have it all, in so to say, but in reality, you are excluding other things, because there's limits to what we can do as a human being, and there's no limits. It's one of those paradoxes. if you choose to buy a Camry, you may, you know, not have the Honda Accord because you decided to buy this other car. Now, if you're making a lot of money, you may have the luck to have both cars. But the reality is that as long as we pretend that we are not responsible for our choices, we're always going to be griping about what happens to us. My piece of advice, if you don't want anything to happen to you via the internet, don't participate in it. Don't willingly provide your information. Take it away. Put it down. I mean, there's many people that don't have a social media presence in the world, even today. And if they do, they make sure that they have limited information out there, you know, all like the big guys. Bill Gates, he has a LinkedIn page. He's got, you know, probably a Facebook page. I'm not sure. But, you know, in LinkedIn, I've seen him that, you know, there's limited access to him, and he doesn't give up much information other than what he wants to post. So there are ways, if we decide to participate, inform yourself, learn, read. What are the consequences of your actions? That's very important. Social media can be a tool for the good, or it can be a tool for the bad. It depends on us. But the whole thing is to learn how to use the platforms, decide which information we're going to put out there and what not, and based on that, just move forward or don't. Thank you, my friends. This is all of my message for today. I hope it's been helpful, and I'll see you soon. Take care, and God bless.